fruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown in good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So I haven't written out this chart yet on my own. Looking at the soils first, can you help me identify the four types of soil in order? Keep it in order so we can see the progression on these. Let's try to work them progressively through the parables. The parable soils. Anyone? First one? Yes. On the wayside. Next. Rocky. Third one. Thorns and thistles. So thorny. And the last one. Ooh, it's good. Outstanding. We're already 20% of the way there. Description of the ones that fell by the wayside.
Are we describing the soil?
No, description of that, yeah, the soil.
It's impenetrable.
Impenetrable. Any other words?
Hard.
What else? See how keywords or your observations start coming here? What's next?
It was walked on because it was a path as well.
Beaten.
Yeah.
The well-beaten path. What else? Anything else? Anybody have any different versions, like you're in the ESV or the King James or anything that use other words? Rita.
Lifeless.
Lifeless, is that what it's described in? That's an observation. Yeah, we're trying to do things directly that we see here first. That would be an interpretation. Lifeless. Yeah, we're going to get to that too.
Trampled is the other word.
Trampled's another word? Good one. See, I don't see what to. That's why it's good to read other translations. Other words that mean the same thing. Did you have one more? All right. How about the rocky? What was that? How is that described?
Shallow.
Shallow? What else?
No doubt.
Lacks depth.
Wilted.
Is that gonna be the growth? We'll get there. In fact, I'll put it there right now. We're working ahead. That's correct. Wilted. Anything else in any of your versions? Yes.
It's hot.
It's hot. That might also go under hindrances, right? Stefan.
Lack of depth, lack of soil.
That might be a hindrance. These might carry over too. What else we got? That's pretty good, that's pretty good. Thorny, what's the description of the thorny? What translation do you use, young man?
My brain.
Choked. That would be also hindrance.
Weeds.
Weeds, yeah. Weeds. What else?
More weeds.
Lots of weeds.
Lack of sun.
What's that?
Lack of sun.
No.
Oh,
your mama. That might be hindrances. Yeah, they can't get the sun can't get in. And of course, you've seen this in your lawn, right? If you're from an agrarian society, agriculture, boy, the weeds will just crush your yield. They'll crush it. That's why I use. Well, I'm not gonna say it. Go ahead. What?
Unfruitful.
I was going to say a strong herbicide. But go ahead, read it.
How about aggressive?
What's that?
Aggressive, being a, you know, like weeds.
It's overtaken. It's an observation. It overtakes.
How about the good soil? How's that described? Fertile? Is it called fertile soil in your translation? But it is fertile, we know. Does it? Oh, I thought, Shannon, I thought it was Becky that sang. Fertile. What else?
There's no competition.
Maxwell. Fruitful soil. Fertile, fruitful. Are there any other words?
Habitable
soil. Awesome. Okay, so this is where it gets to be the fun part here. The growth. How is it on the wayside? It's the one that's fallen beside the road.
None?
Smell
it.
Wow. The rocky. How is the growth on the rocky?
Great, but brief.
Immediate.
Great, but brief.
Fast.
Fast but brief.
Fast, brief. What else did we have, Leslie?
Immediate.
And what word would you use for that? That you got a false expectation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Short-lived.
Short-lived. Yeah, and that could also go here.
Oh yeah.
You know, when something, and we start talking about a believer, and sometimes you see someone spring up, and you know, 5 months later they're back to their old life, and you're like, yeah, that it's so, like, disappointing. This is what the growth is disappointing.
Or surface. There's no root.
Superficial, wilted, disappointing. Immediate, fast, brief. The thorny, how did that look when it came up?
That's ugly.
Was it?
Okay for what?
But the growth, did it grow? How long?
Long enough not to bear fruit.
Also brief.
It kept growing for a while.
Yep, grew up.
I mean, we all got these plants that they're still alive, but that's all you can say for it.
Overshadowed. Yeah. Overshadowed.
How about temporary?
That was Becky. Is there anything else, any translations that show anything else on the growth described in the thorny soil? It may not be. I'm just that it kept growing. Yeah.
Choked
out. How about the good soil?
Produced.
Thrived. What wording's used?
Sprouted.
Abundance. It produced, it sprouted, it produced, it was abundant. What else? Any other words? I think we get it. Yeah, let's go to yield. You're right.
Yield.
Let's go to yield and the results. It's supernatural yield. Hindrances to that which fell beside the road.
Scourge.
Hindrances. What was the hindrance? Lacked depth, right?
Yeah.
Lacked root. Is that right? Yeah. I'm not looking right at it either.
Same.
Yes.
Evil.
James.
Yeah.
Exposed.
We've seen that where the roots are exposed to the sun and after a rain and it dries out. Yes, Jeremy.
Satan
was a hindrance. Good. I saw someone else. Anything else that shows us hindrances?
Scorched.
They're vulnerable.
heat. How about the rocky soil? Hindrances to the rocky soil. It was scorched. Competition? No, that's thorny.
Yeah, that's competition.
Might have heard something else out there as far as the hindrances to growth in the rocky soil.
There's no room to produce roots.
No root. Was there another one, James, or was that yours? Or Jeremy?
Lack of understanding.
Lack. Understanding.
That was on the first one, too.
Yeah, there too. There's one, no root. The thorny. What happened? That was a good one. What happened to the thorny besides being choked out? Like
it. Distracted by worldly desires.
Distracted. Definitely competition.
Struggling. Obstruction.
Obstruction.
Weight down.
Weight.
Competition,
yeah. We know what that's about, don't we? Thorny people. You're thorny in the world. The good. What was the hindrances to the good?
None.
None. That's interesting, isn't it? Of course, it is a parable.
You know, John, in real life, I think even if there's good soil, there are all those hindrances, but the Holy Spirit blows them away. You know what I'm saying?
You think of the flesh, you know, James, and anybody sins, it's not God, but each one's carried away by his own lust. So there are hindrances, but as far as what God has planned with the Holy Spirit, there aren't any hindrances. Again, it's a parable too. The results on the soil by the wayside.
Unchanged.
Snatched away, right? Is that what it says?
It's a false result.
False? Well, not even false, right? Because wasn't it just the birds came and, right? This would be false.
Remained a seed.
Yeah.
Eaten.
The rocky soil. Short-lived, we all already got, there's a false.
Withered. Temporary emotion.
Charismatic, you're saying? No.
The joy that doesn't last.
No roots.
No. The roots are, you gotta subscribe there, but roots. Roots wither. Yeah. Anything else on that one before we move to the thorny soil?
I would say almost both rocky and thorny would be negative results because the world sees them fall away and goes, that's not real.
Loss. In fact, in a sense, the loss up here too, Nathan.
I think it's interesting too, at least in the King James, when you talk about the good soil, it says the word understanding is there. And I think if you compare it with rocky soil, there's a surface understanding with rocky soil, but you don't really grasp the immensity. I mean, you never will, but you don't grasp the immensity of what God has done for it. You don't grasp the absolute gentleness. You don't grasp the fact that God reached down and gave you this salvation, that sort of thing. And so that understanding, or lack thereof, would be a result, in my opinion. And I think, to the thorny soil, you have a maybe more understanding, but you really don't. If you understood it, you'd think you'd react differently, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy brought up there the loss, too. Back at that time when you sowed seed, that was your lunch. They would say that's just a complete, it's worse than just breaking even. It's a loss because your bread has been thrown out on the road and birds snatched it away. Yes. And as we would say, even in ourselves, though we're good soil, there's hindrances we deal with, but not in the parable. All kinds of obstacles. Yeah. Blight, other things. But what are the results? The results for the good soil.
Increase. How about the magnitude of increase? How much is the magnitude of increase?
Exponential.
It is a guaranteed result.
Yeah, there's no zero, is there? It's guaranteed.
Blessings.
That's supernatural.
Yeah, this is supernatural. How do you know that? That's a good observation. How do you know it's supernatural?
Because of the yield of the crops, like 100-fold, 50-fold, 30-fold. I was reading the notes in here, and it said, like, if you had a 10-fold crop, then that was considered a good crop. Yeah. So, just supernatural. God gives the increase. He's the giver of the gift.
Yeah, Russell. Yeah, no, that's something you've got to take into account, because you don't get those kind of yields, especially in that day. Anyone listening to that parable would say that's impossible. You couldn't get that kind of yield. We've never seen that. It isn't even close. And even with modern advantages we have today, you don't see 100-fold yield. Term supernatural is that's true, and that's where resources help with the interpretation part of things, which we'll move on to in the middle to the end of October. So what can you conclude having this mapped out? You're looking at it now, and this is a pretty straightforward chart. Isn't it interesting? He never says the word doesn't get thrown on the soils that don't produce, right? Because really, the word of God, you're going to sow it everywhere. You're going to walk into someone, into a convenience store, you're going to strike up a conversation with a big biker dude, and you're going to tell yourself there's no way he'd ever want anything to do with Jesus, right? You don't know that. You're not allowed to make that determination what kind of soil it is. The Word of God gets tossed to all, and we don't know until the results come. Excellent observation there. Steve?
Based on the results, the only one that was fruitful was the good soil.
Yeah. Yeah, there was only one that became good soil.
One that became fruitful.
Yeah, straight across. The others We didn't know until time, a certain amount of time lapsed. But what does it also do, Annie? Could be, but the results, or where that makes it, but yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and since he gives the results on these, it makes it harder to conclude that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it encourages me, only 25% of the crop was good,
right.
So I can't be too discouraged when, you share and there's no response.
But you hit on a point. It's going to be a good crop. Even though there's going to be lots of seed or the word of God wasted, and only a small percentage are going to respond, you're going to have a supernatural result that is very fruitful for the Lord. Great observation, Ken.
Throughout my life, I've been all those soils.
Fortunately, proving out that you were the good soil. And does it not then help us to, when we see something spring up, as Nathan said, when we see something spring up and then it withers, does it not help us to understand? It's like, why did that happen? Well, sometimes that happens. Yes?
You know, one thing that I'm seeing for this whole thing is like, it's like four different type of Christians in the sense that the wayside is, the people who like don't hear it at all, and then the rocky are the people who hear it and then like just dismiss it, you know. Well, no, they hear it and then like they start to walk in and then they start to dismiss it when they realize that they don't see it the way that they want to. And then the thorny I see as somebody who's like trying to live out the gospel but is like struggling with the sin in the world and then so focused on that stuff. Not having an unrepentant heart and things of that nature. And yeah, that could be this loss and that as well. And then the righteous one at the bottom.
Yeah, the
so
righteous one.
Persevering through all of it.
Yeah, what do we see as the main difference with the good soil, the righteous soil in verse 23? What is the main difference from the other soils? Hears the word and understands and bears fruit. What do we know about every true believer?
They bear fruit.
Every true believer will bear fruit. For these three, did any of them bear fruit?
No.
None of them bore fruit. That doesn't mean that they couldn't be, like Ken said, that he had a thorny season of his life. We won't talk a lot about that. Some of us have a rocky season in our lives. But if it's the good soil, it will at some point bear fruit. Rita.
I think what Kim was mentioning, and I think it kind of crosses what this young man mentioned, I do believe there are stages of faith where it's a growth process where many of us have seen God pursuing us throughout our lives. And it is, you hear the calling, but you're too busy with life and you think maybe later, someday I'll commit my life. I did that as a young person. But I feel like in reality at the end, the ones who persevere and find the way in Christ are the true Christians. They're all the other ones, if they don't persevere, that bears no fruit there.
They don't bear fruit, yeah.
His example, throughout my whole life, I feel like God was always seeking me out. But there's a result at the end that we can attribute. And the other people just mud the water. If they don't persevere, they couldn't be the real deal.
Well, not only that, but we want to. It helps us to assess ourselves. We need to be rooted. We need to have good doctrine. Or like I mentioned in the prayer, Ken sharing that those who identify themselves as evangelical and the completely false beliefs that they have, they don't have root in the Scripture. They don't receive the word and understand it. But it helps us on being choked out. What will the world do to your faith if you get involved with the world? It'll choke you back. It will hold you back. I'll get right back to you, Lincoln.
And I think we can add on to that because I think we can say assume that even though someone might be showing the qualities of one thing, it doesn't mean they're going to stay like that. It's obviously change. You can take the rocks out of the soil by, it's going to take work, but you can take the rocks out of the soil. You can remove the thorns from, you know, the plant. It's going to take work, but you can't change to a good soil. It just takes a lot of work and a lot of walking with Christ.
Can't change soils. That's the important thing in this. It's explaining, it's a earthly story describing a heavenly truth. We don't get to know what type of soil it is. All we get to do is spread the seed. That's completely God's prerogative on the types of soil, and it shouldn't affect our witness. We can't go around and say, yeah, you're looking thorny. I'm not going to share with you. And other things. Leslie and then Bill. That's the universal. All heard the word of God. It's only the one bear fruit. Bill.
The chart is helpful, like Ken says, to help us kind of see where we might be. And if we keep calling on the name of the Lord, that can lead to relationship.
Not only that, but not become discouraged. Because some of your work has at least given the appearance of being thorny and rocky and snatched away. That's what we should expect. And yet, there's going to be a huge harvest at the end of days. Yes, Marilyn?
No, the good soil doesn't purify itself. It understands how to take that. And when you keep the manure, you keep the compost, the experiences of life, and we keep the weeds, the rocks out. So it's not just pristine. It's, you know, we meet people, we want to help nourish them so that their soil becomes good. So if somebody else can come along and plant the seed, you know, we don't know where we are in the process, what I'm saying. We don't know if we're pitching rocks or if we're feeding the soil or if we're, you know, encouraging it after disappointments. Doing something, there's something for that.
We can't see the heart. All right, well, good stuff. Let's close in a word of prayer and have some coffee. Father, thank you for the visual understanding to be able to look at what you're doing in your kingdom, and a reminder to us that we are just to continue to sow seed and not to discern who is and who isn't called to your kingdom. And Lord, help us to be fruitful in that you might bear much fruit for your kingdom, that you might be glorified. Lord, we pray for opportunities. We pray that we will just share and that we will sow the good seed and look forward to the harvest that is to come. In Christ's name, thank you. Amen.